The Tempest by William Shakespeare, with Philip Madoc as Prospero and Nina Wadia as Ariel. Introduced by Richard Eyre.
The Tempest is the last play that Shakespeare wrote that wasn't based on an existing source. After his death, his friends and fellow actors gave it pride of place at the front of his collected works, as if to suggest that it was the summation of his genius. The play offers a profound exploration of the analogy between the arts of the dramatist and the magician. The island on which it is set is like a theatre. Prospero stages a play within the play in the courtly form of a mask, and he controls the whole plot in the manner of a stage director. However, in the end, he renounces the manipulative power of art for the sake of humanity and humility. The climax comes when the ethereal spirit Ariel teaches his master that forgiveness is better than vengeance. With this, Prospero also comes to acknowledge his own responsibility for the darker creature that is the monster Caliban. He accepts that there is both light and darkness in all of us.
Bo'sun!
Here, master! What cheer?
Good. Speak to the mariners. Fall to it yearly, or we run ourselves aground. Bestir, bestir!
Take in the topsail! Tend to the master's whistle! Blow till thou burst thy wind if room enough.
But, master, I have care. Where's the master?
Good, King Sir, afraid now. Keep below.
Where is the master, bo'sun?
Do you not hear him? You mar our labour. Keep your cabins. You do assist the storm.
Hey, good, be patient.
When the sea is... Hence, what cares these roarers for the name of king? To cabin, silence, trouble us not.
Good, yet remember whom thou hast on board.
None that I more love than myself. Gonzalo, you are a counsellor. If you can command these elements to silence and work the peace of the present, we will not hand a rogue more. Use your authority. If you cannot, give thanks you have lived so long and make yourself ready in your cabin for the mischance of the hour, if it so hap. Cheerly, good heart! Out of our way, I say!
I have great comfort from this fellow. Methinks he hath no drongling mark upon him. His complexion is perfect gallows. Stand fast, good fate, to his hanging. Make the rope of his destiny our cable, for our own doth little advantage. If he be not born to be hanged, our case is miserable.
Down on the topmast! Yeah! Lower! Lower! Bring out the trial of the main course! This howling! They are louder than the weather or our office! Yet again, what do you here? Shall we give or a drown? Have you a mind to sink?
Our corks are your throat, you bawling, blasphemous, incharitable dog!
Work you then!
Hang! Hang, you whoreson! Insolent noisemaker! We are less afraid to be drowned than thou art!
I'll warrant him for drowning! Though the ship were no stronger than a nutshell and as leaky as an aunt's tanch wench!
Lay her a hold! A hold! Send the two courses off to sea again! Lay on a hold! Hold on! Hold on!
What? Must our mouths be cold?
The king and prince at prayers. Let's assist them, for our case is as theirs.
I'm out of patience. We are merely cheated of our lives by drunkards. This wine-checked rascal. Would that much like drowning the washing of 10 times?
He'll be hanged yet. Though every drop of water swear against it and gape the whitest to glut it.
Let's all sink with the king! Let's take leave of him!
Now would I give 1,000 furlongs of sea for an acre of barren ground, long heath, brown furze, anything. The will's above be done, but I would fain die a dry death.
By your art, my dearest father, you have put the wild waters in this roar, allay them. The sky, it seems, would pour down stinking pitch, but that the sea mountain to the welkin's cheek dashes the fire out. Oh, I have suffered with those that I saw suffer. A brave vessel who had no doubt some noble creature in her dashed all breaks my very heart. Poor souls, they perished. Had I been any god of power, I would have sunk the sea within the earth, or ere it should the good ship so have swallowed, and the frothing souls within her.
Be collected. No more amazement. Tell your piteous heart there's no harm done.
Oh, woe the day!
No harm. I have done nothing but in care of thee. Of thee, my dear one, thee, my daughter, who art ignorant of what thou art, not knowing of whence I am, nor that I am more better than Prospero, master of a full poor cell, and I no greater father.
Mortano did never meddle with my thoughts.
'Tis time I should inform thee, father. Lend thy hand, and pluck my magic garment from me. So... lie there, my art. Oh, wipe thou thine eyes. Have comfort. The direful spectacle of the wreck, which touched the very virtue of compassion in thee, I have with such provision in mine art, so safely ordered that there is no soul, no, not so much perdition as an hair, betid to any creature in the vessel, which thou heardst cry, which thou sawst sink. Sit down, for thou must now know, father.
You have often begun to tell me what I am, but stopped, and left me to a bootless inquisition, concluding, stay, not yet.
The hour is now come. The very minute bids thee ope thine ear, obey and be attentive. Canst thou remember a time before we came unto this cell? I do not think thou canst. For then thou wast not out 3 years old.
Certainly, sir, I can.
By what? By any other house or person? Of anything the image tell me that hath kept with thy remembrance?
'Tis far off, and rather like a dream than an assurance that my remembrance warrants. Had I not 4 or 5 women once that tended me?
Thou hadst, and more, Miranda. But how is it that this lives in thy mind? What seest thou else in the dark, backward, and abysm of time? If thou rememberest aught ere thou camest here, how thou camest here thou mayst.
But that I do not.
12 years since, Miranda, 12 years since. Thy father was the Duke of Milan and a prince of power.
Sir, are not you my father?
Thy mother was a piece of virtue, and she said thou wast my daughter, and thy father was Duke of Milan. And his only heir and princess, no worse issued.
Oh, the heavens! What foul play had we that we came from thence? Or blessed was we did?
Both, my girl. By foul play, as thou sayest, were we heaved thence, but blessedly holp hither.
Oh, my heart bleeds to think of the teen that I have turned you to, which is from my remembrance. Please you, father.
My brother and thy uncle, called Antonio, I pray thee mark me, that a brother should be so perfidious. He whom next thyself of all the world I loved, and to him put the manage of my state. As at that time through all the signories it was the first, and Prospero the prime duke, being so reputed in dignity, and for the liberal arts without a parallel. Those being all my study, the government I cast upon my brother, and to my state grew stranger, being transported and wrapped in secret studies. Thy false uncle, dost thou attend me?
Sir, most heedfully.
Being once perfected how to grant suits, how to deny them, who to advance and who to trash for overtopping, new created the creatures that were mine, I say, or changed them, or else new formed them. Having both the key of officer and office, set all hearts of the estate to what tune pleased his ear. That now he was the ivy which had hid my princely trunk and sucked my verdure out on't. Thou attendst not.
Oh, good sir, I do.
I pray thee, mark me. I, thus neglecting worldly...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?